Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
We're in the middle of summer, and we've already had some hot weather here in Colorado. I don't know, how has it been in so far in New Hampshire?
Yeah, so we're taping this in June, and so far we are having a great summer, I feel like. Unusually warm, I will say. Even next week, we are going to be hitting like the mid-90s for several days, which is not normal for around here. So yeah. It definitely warmer than normal, a little more sunny than normal for June, and I'm loving every minute of that.
You enjoying your pool this year so far?
I am, yes. So yeah. Always a lot of fun. And we're only, you know, we live 20 minutes to the beach too.
Oh, nice.
So that's a joy, yes.
Yeah, the nice thing in Colorado, we have, you know, we can have days of heat in the 90s. And the nice thing about Colorado is that we have the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And if you drive up to the mountains, literally, you can just keep driving until you get to the cool.
Right. It definitely does just drop.
Yeah,
right?
It'll just, you know, even in the mountains, if it's 90 down here, it'll be in the 70s up there. So, mm-hmm. And at night, it'll be a lot cooler. And Linda and I, of course, we had our anniversary and we spent some time up there enjoying the. So it was. It was really nice because we actually had to wear long sleeves because it got to be kind of chilly up there.
Well, I tell you, Dan and some of his C-12 cohorts are all going on a fly fishing trip to Colorado with his C-12 group is doing this in a few days. They'll be leaving. But they got a notice from the company because there was such a good winter in Colorado this year and so much snow. They may not get to do a lot of fishing because of the melt off right now is making the rivers very fast.
Very fast.
Yeah. So kind of interesting. It's like, wait a second, I fly fishing trip, but I'm not going to fly fish. So we'll see how it plays out. He said they may be doing more hiking and that sort of thing, but they're hoping to get some fly fishing in.
Yeah. Well, they may have to go to, either lakes or go to what they call these eddies or pools along the river. It kind of goes off behind some rocks where it still is kind of quiet, and you still can fish. So we'll pray that he has a good time.
Hopefully, yeah. It sounds like a neat. It's actually a Christian organization that has it organized for groups like this to come in.
Yeah,
and so they'll take them where it's safe to go and lead them away. So yeah. It should be fun, but yes, hopefully he'll get to actually do something.
When we were in Vail, we were actually sitting next to the river and you, what you're saying is it was really fast and high.
Mm-hmm.
We were sitting there on a bench and a person was bringing these gigantic, plastic finches, you know, and, mm-hmm. And she is a woman doing it by herself. I said, "Hey, do you need some help?" And she said, "No, I can do it." Okay. I said, "What are you doing?" She says, "Well, I've got to put up at this point of the river because it's so dangerous past this.
Mm-hmm.
I got to put a sign up here and tell the kayakers and stuff, get out. Get out here. Because downstream, it's really dangerous. Because of how much runoff there is. And so,
interesting.
I said, "How many people follow us?" She said, "Not many." But at least we told them. You really ought to get out here. And so we'll see how that goes. So we've been talking about the issue of conflict, people hurting you, causing tension in relationship, and because remember we're people of relationship,
mm-hmm.
We're built that way. Everybody's built that way. Interesting enough, one of the biggest causes of depression is loneliness, because they don't have anybody around to really assist them, which is, by the way, why small groups are so critical. Mm-hmm. You need fellowship with people of like-mindedness. You and I keep talking about inner circle. Mm-hmm. If you have an inner circle,
so important.
It really matters. It makes a difference in your ability to enjoy the life of God, because mm-hmm. we're social beings. He built us for community and for fellowship. But because even believers are living in a self-centered life in the carnal, mm-hmm. When we're in relationship at a variety of levels, we experience conflict mm-hmm. And hurt and consternation and difficulty. And it doesn't necessarily, even with the conflict, mean, well, if I just ignore it, it'll go away. It mm-hmm. could be that this person is active in something in my life, family, church, business, something,
right,
that they keep doing it. They're going to keep doing it. Mm-hmm. And you can't just ignore
it. And you can't get away from it.
And you can't get away from it. So as we look at this, we've talked about reconciliation. Remember, is God's heart, and he does want that to be our heart. He mm-hmm. said, matter of fact, in 2 Corinthians 5, he says, I give you the ministry of reconciliation. Mm-hmm. You're the physical representative of the invisible God. You're carrying out my ministry, which is invite people to reconciliation. Mm-hmm. Now, by the way, in order to do that, you have to do what I did, God speaking, Christ speaking. I forgave them at the cross to give them the opportunity for reconciliation.
Right.
So he said, when you go to forgiveness, you now can talk with honor and respect, and you're giving the opportunity for reconciliation. He said, mm-hmm. and by the way, remember in Romans 12, we read, as far as this concerning you, be at peace with everybody, which is invite people to reconciliation. Mm-hmm. He said, when they don't, by the way, he said, which will happen, and this is why it's a big deal, he says, get out of the way. Mm-hmm. Stop processing any further about reconciliation. Not going to happen. Vengeance is mine. Don't you step in and decide what you're going to do to hurt that person.
Right.
You relax. Go to freedom. Vengeance is mine. If you bless them, what you do is you're praying, because of your heart is my heart, God speaking, mm-hmm. is that they repent. That's what reverses this curse that's going to happen.
It's just repentance, yeah.
And then he said, if you're aware, because you're still in their circle in some way, or you know them or their children or somebody else needs something, don't be afraid to keep providing it. In other words, don't mm-hmm. you set a line and say, well, because they're not reconciled, I'm not going to help them. He said,
right.
He said that really has nothing to do with it. If you have an opportunity to assist somebody, even though they're not reconciled with you, and I remind you, you could provide them something. Your heart, I'd like your heart to have a generosity. Now, by the way, you're not even doing it in order to motivate them to reconcile.
Right.
Now, they may say, well, why are you doing that? And say, well, because I have a heart, as God has a heart, I'd actually like you to consider reconciliation. It would go better for you if you did. You know?
Right. And,
so that might come up. But even if they don't respond that way, God says, that's okay. This is all about your heart. So remember, we're talking about freedom. And he says, have a heart to go to reconciliation, which means the requirement is real simple. You can talk to them with honor and respect. Mm-hmm. And they come to the table and with a desire to process the truth, and you're going to process the truth and not compromise the truth.
Right.
So if somebody hurt me, I'm not going to say it's okay. It's not okay.
Because it did hurt.
It did hurt. What they did was wrong. It wasn't right. It is wrong. I'm gonna say, you know, the way you're acting or what you did harmed me, and you offended me, and I want to help you understand it. And just because they say, well, I don't see it or I don't care, okay, well, I guess to reconcile, I'll just say, I'll agree that I'll let it go. and I'll surrender to your heart or your hurt. And God said, that's not reconciliation. Matter of fact, your heart doesn't get there.
Right.
Your mind can get there, but you can convince yourself you can do it, but your heart won't allow you to because justice will be served and it's kind of resonated within you. So he said, try to process the truth. If they don't, I can resolve it for you. Okay, now he tells us a little bit more about the resolution piece. Now remember, this is in the context of when people aren't willing to go. Go to Luke 10, 1 to 12.
Sure. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Then he said to them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves. Carry neither money bag, knapsack, nor sandals, and greet no one along the road. But whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house. And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on it. If not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick there, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. But whatever city you enter and they do not receive you, go out into its streets and say, the very dust of your city which clings to us, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, the kingdom of God has come near to you. But I say to you that it will be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city.
Yep. So he's describing, you're going out. You have an issue. He says, offer your peace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, a couple of important things. if I'm going to offer you my peace, what must be true of me?
I must have it.
And that's why he says forgiveness is a way to get you to that peace.
Mm-hmm.
That you're living in favor with me. You and I, God speaking, you and I are good, and you're enjoying my life because you're living in peace. By the way, and this is where the beauty of Scripture, when you start to put these things together, which we try to help people understand, it says something in Romans, the kingdom of God is what? Righteousness,
peace
and joy in the Holy Spirit. He said, so the kingdom is a indicator that you're living in peace because you and I are in peace.
Right.
And by definition, if you're walking with me, which means you've surrendered your will, you've denied self, you're following me, which I'm living in the kingdom, in the resurrection, you're joining me in that place, you have peace in your heart because you and I are at peace. Why? Well, you've gone to forgiveness toward this person.
Right.
And you can now do it with honor and respect. And by the way, you're not requiring reconciliation to solve it. You're just entering into the process because you can't guarantee reconciliation. Again, how come? Why can't I guarantee
reconciliation? Well, because it takes two parties.
It takes two parties and two people, two parties' free will. See, so I can't force reconciliation.
Right.
By the way, why not? Well, God doesn't. And he says, why? Well, because it's requiring two people with their choices to make to process through the truth. So you can't force it. But you offer, because you're at peace, he said, now you can offer this to the party that's harmed you. And the peace would be, would you have a heart to sit down and talk about this?
Right.
You've harmed me, but I'm willing to talk to you about it, and I want to process with you, and let's get this worked out.
And I think sometimes where people get stuck in that too, and I'm sure you've seen this in conversations you've had too, is just that we kind of get all of those pieces backwards. Like if you're really sitting in a hurt spot, you want to be able to go sit at the table maybe and do the reconcile piece before you've actually come to the forgiveness.
Yeah,
piece.
That's right.
Right. And almost put it as a requirement.
Yes.
And so I think that, you know, that's a place that a lot of people get stuck. So I don't know if you want to speak about that. A little bit.
Yeah, they confuse it because the way that you talk about reversing it is if you admit to the offense, and if you say you're sorry, and if you stop making that offense, then I'll forgive you.
Right.
And it's not a requirement for me to do it. And I'm coming at you with a demand.
Right.
And a little bit of what I call edginess. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give my anger toward you, and you're going to feel my anger. And I'm going to let you know that you better set this straight in order for us to do it, and I'm going to keep pushing you until you do, and I hope that if you don't, I'm going to come against you. And God says, well, you got it confused. Mm-hmm. Forgiveness is not reconciliation.
Right.
They're two separate things. Forgiveness is between me and you. Mm-hmm. And a heart of saying, I now give them the opportunity to reconcile, to process truth, because I can discuss it with honor and respect and talk about the truth of it, not with the negative energy, but I'm not going to sugarcoat the truth either.
Right,
Let's process it. So he says, offer your peace. He said, if they receive it, stay with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that whole description of that is, it may take a while.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Don't walk away. Don't make it, you better do this or else. Say, would you like to process this with me?
Right.
And they say, yeah, I kind of would. Okay. He said, stay with them. And can you relate to them with honor and respect, process the truth? And it may take a while for them to understand the truth and get through their hardness or their defensiveness.
Mm-hmm.
But if they have a heart to stay with it, stay with it.
Right.
And wait for it to finish. And ultimately, they'll see what you see is that the best thing for them, and this is interesting, is to repent. I'm sorry. I would like to set this straight. And I would like to learn, you know, what you have. And he said it'll go well for them. Why? They've just reversed the curse.
Right. Right.
And that's, for them, it's going to work out way better. And that's one, I think, when you think of ministry of reconciliation, you're actually offering people to live the grand life of God. And he said, what a great opportunity, you know, to do it. If they have a heart to do it, keep doing it. He said, stay with them. Okay, now he says, if they don't. And he basically saying, they reject your offer of peace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, first of all, if I reject your offer of peace, am I reconciled with you?
No.
No. I've rejected the opportunity that you gave me to be reconciled.
Right.
And I'm not going to process it any further. He said, do you recognize that?
Mm-hmm.
They are not willing to go any further. By the way, this is later on in these same verses, which we didn't read. Christ says, now remember one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really about you. He says, if they're rejecting you, they're rejecting me. This is about me, and you're my ambassador, and so don't take it personal. Just follow your place. I can resolve it for you, because I can live with them not, you know, reconcile with me. So they said, no, I'm not willing to do it, or I say I'm willing to do it, but I come at you with hardness or rationale or defensiveness. He said, well, then at that point, he said, take your peace back.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, end the offer to go any further. Okay, there's no reason to go any further. And he basically says, and he says this, by the way, in 2 Timothy 2, 20-26, he says, don't entertain ignorant disputes. Mm-hmm. Don't get into stupid arguments. You can't go, you're not going to be able to persuade them anymore. So don't even bother. You know, just stop the argument, stop the debating. Okay, there's nothing more to say. I'm going to take my peace back, your offer back, and you're not going to let anything that you have ruin your peace. So I'm taking it back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm staying in peace. And then he says, dust your feet off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what does that mean? dust your
it's
feet.
It's time
off.
To move on.
Yeah. And literally he says, what they've done, because you're in their place, it leaves dust. Mm-hmm. It leaves a residue, a residual. He said, don't let anything that they've done stay on you at all.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of it. The hurt, the offense, their lack of willingness to go to reconciliation, the whole thing.
Right.
Dust it off and move on and let it go.
Yeah. So that right there, though, that is much harder than just that one little verse makes it sound.
Yeah.
You know, right? I mean, there's process to that. There is oftentimes even a grieving of a loss of relationship, even if it's been one of pain. There's
sure.
been joy in there too, and there's loss in that. And so that dusting off, I think when I read that, I think, oh, that should just be so simple. I just dust it off. But I think the reality is that in and of itself is a process, walking with God and allowing him to dust it off for you.
Absolutely. I have a heart to release this
mm-hmm.
And not be burdened by it anymore. Okay.
Right.
He says, one of the key things is to realize something. So go to Philippians 3, 11 to 15. Paul learned this, and this is important for us to learn. Philippians 3, 11 to 15.
If by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you.
Yes, that's good.
Yeah.
So Paul says, I've learned one thing. Well, he learned a lot, obviously, because he mm-hmm. wrote a lot of the New Testament. But he's saying, of everything that I've learned,
mm-hmm.
There's one thing that I really live out that's critical to enjoying the life of God, and I forget the things that lay behind,
mm-hmm.
and I press on to the high calling of Christ Jesus in what we term as now forward.
Right.
Is, okay, this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Dust your feet off, release it, forget it. Don't let it burden you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And move forward into the places that God said is going to be joyful, is going to
yes.
be. There's plenty of people that I want you to give away to. There's plenty of opportunity of reconciliation that people will respond to.
Right.
So he said, you know, move on to that. And I need your energy toward following me into that. And I can't mm-hmm. let it be burdened by what happened before.
Yes.
And these people have hurt you. They're not going to change.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to admit it. They're not going to reconcile.
Right.
He said resolution is dusting your feet off
mm-hmm.
and letting it go.
Yeah.
Now,
so good.
Now, we've talked about, that's a truth, and you said it. In the middle of it, we can say, okay, fine. I'll try to do that,
mm-hmm.
but you can't see, because it's not an intellectual thing. It's a spiritual thing.
Yes.
So basically with your life, you're living with God, and their situation, you followed all that all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
I did go to forgiveness. I offered them reconciliation. They wouldn't take it. They're still hurting me. They're still involved. We'll talk later about boundaries. And it bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, fine, I'll forget it. And then tomorrow you wake up and it still bothers you.
Right.
And something's still there. Okay, and God says, I know this. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Walk with me. Process with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do the work of releasing that within you. And all you have to have is a heart to go until what? You experience it.
Right.
Don't quit.
But freedom will come.
But
he will bring it.
But freedom will come because I'll give you the ability to release this so that you can. Because mm-hmm. Paul says, one thing I learned. So it wasn't like, oh yeah, I got it. No.
Right, right.
I had to keep practicing it. I got to keep practicing it all the time. And so we keep looking at resolution is I've gone as far as I can. The truth is they're not going to reconcile.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is they're cursed. The truth is get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want you to dust your feet off and let it go and go to freedom because my resolution mm-hmm. is for you.
Right.
It's not going to be for the two of you because they're not willing to.
Right.
My heart, God's seeing, my heart is to reconcile, 100%.
Yes.
But since they won't, I can still give you freedom. How? Have you let it go?
Mm-hmm.
And you can live with it. And here's when you would know it. You could be in their presence and it doesn't bother you.
Mm-hmm.
You could be reminded of what happened and doesn't bother you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got freedom on it. Yeah, you got freedom because that's what I want to resolve for you. And you got to understand the truth of it. They're not changing.
Right.
They are not going to reconciliation. Don't keep pushing or mm-hmm. saying, God, would you change their mind? He said, I'm not doing that. I don't do that.
Right. But praying for a way to pray for them is praying for their repentance. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And that if, you know, and if they ever come back.
And that would be a loving prayer for them to pray for their repentance.
Yeah. And if they ever come back and say, I know a year ago that, mm-hmm. you know, I did this and we weren't reconciled, but could we talk about it now?
Yeah.
Your response would be what?
Absolutely.
Okay, sure.
You
because
need to have
because
open arms. Yep.
You've done two things. I've lived in forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
That happened a long time ago, and it is true. Secondly, I let it go.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're willing to start now, yeah, sure. Now, yeah. By the way, are you going to change the truth of it? No.
Right.
It's not like I'm going to say to you, it's okay what you did. It's not okay what you did.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a process. So we'll talk a little bit more to try to wrap this issue together. Freedom. Which is what God says, as you look at life and you get your calendar set up well, it's going to be really about your thought life
mm-hmm.
And what burdens you. And one of the big issues is conflict, which you're going to always have.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I got to teach you this so that you can live in freedom and I'll resolve every relationship you got.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only way it won't be is you get lazy and won't pursue it any further.
Right. Right.
And pursue it is really mostly with me, God speaking, not with them. You're gonna
it's
offer
a
them,
heart transformation it's that a heart, he wants
yeah,
to do.
Yeah. So we'll talk more about this. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the truth of this. We do understand that you can resolve every relationship. Either it will be reconciled or it won't. If it's not, there's still freedom for us to have because it'll be resolved in our hearts. And we can live with it into the beauty of life that you have for us. And this is something we got to learn because we're going to have conflict all the time. And so we just pray that this will be a truth that we really get into and live it out. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich. Such a good discussion and so applicable to all of us, right?
Yeah.
Because we all face these things all the time. So thanks so much. If you have questions from today's broadcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministry.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.